Here we go. It is time to go around the horn. We are going to recap the amazing run of the Boston Red Sox. What an incredible finish on Wednesday night, beating the St. Louis Cardinals 6-1 to win the series in six games. And we are so delighted to welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio the Quicken Loan Studios. He is a baseball historian. He is an author, and he is a dear friend of our program. Hello, Fran Zimnick. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Big E, how are you?
I'm doing great, and it is hard to believe it's been 95 years since the Red Sox last won a World Series championship at Fenway. It was such a historic finish and such a memorable way to finish the 2013 season. What was your takeaways?
Well, I was there for the previous one, so it brought back pleasant memories. But I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm a Phillies fan. There are certain teams I really like, and obviously there are certain teams I don't like, but as someone who used to live in New England, I've always been very partial to the Red Sox, and I just feel that it was just a great series for them. It was very close. I think it shows that good pitching will always stop good hitting. It's just that the Red Sox got a few more big hits, and I just thought it was a really, really interesting, fun series.
Well, the team certainly showed a lot of heart, and it really was evident that this was a very special group of guys, a remarkable turnaround in the season, and they just had that chemistry, didn't they?
They sure did, and I thought the Paul Bunyan look was pretty interesting, too. If I tried to do that, E, it'd be very gray, so I choose not to do that.
A little Duck Dynasty, wasn't it?
A little bit.
Fran Zimnick is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and we are doing a recap of the Boston Red Sox, their incredible run. And the other thing that stands out in my mind is just for the city of Boston, they have been through so much, and this is going to certainly help them heal from the marathon, the bombings in the month of April. I mean, it's such a positive impact, and it's evident, too, that the guys, they really did embrace that role. They wanted to help move the city forward.
Well, they absolutely do, because Boston is a great city. It's a great area, and they really do support their teams. And, it's much like after September 11th when you had the Yankees go to the World Series.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Unfortunately, they lost. But I think it shows how baseball can heal things. And I think that's one of the great things about baseball. It really can bring people together. It can really help people heal a little bit as well.
Well, one of the guys that helped bring things together, of course, was the manager, John Farrell. I mean, he wins a series title in his first year after taking over a very disappointing season last year. What a last place finish. Why was he able to have such a smooth transition?
Well, I think they made a couple of additions, like Shane Victorino, which was a huge addition to the team. And I just think that it also goes to show how, while a manager maybe can't cause a team to win, sometimes I think a manager can cause a team to lose. And it was obvious to me right from the start that Bobby Valentine was a mistake last year. And it just seemed to me that he put himself ahead of the betterment of the team and whatnot. And it's just like there was just a poisonous attitude there from day one. And John Farrell had been with the Boston franchise before as a pitching coach. And he's more of a team-oriented guy. And I think he's just the perfect kind of manager for that team. And it's what they needed. They weren't nearly as bad as they appeared to be last year.
Well, you know, Fran, the players, they talked about how the chemistry, it really was unbelievable this year. You really pointed John Farrell. I mean, he did an amazing job bringing these guys together. How was his style different than, you just mentioned, Bobby Valentine, but even the Francona years?
Well, I think being a pitcher and a former pitching coach, you'll see Farrell maybe give his pitchers the benefit of the doubt a little bit more, particularly the starting pitchers, like a John Lackey, who has really revitalized his career and hates to come out of a game. And we even saw last night where Farrell gave him one extra hitter out of respect for him and for what he's done for the team. So I think that's one of the differences. But I think he just basically empowers his players to do their job as opposed to and let them getting some of the attention and notoriety rather than trying to hog all the headlines himself.
You know, it is almost overwhelming when you think about it and you track the Red Sox and just this entire season. There were so many incredible moments in this run. What stands out the most to you, Fran?
Oh, there are so many. I just think that there's not one thing that stands out, but I just thought it was really pretty exciting for a baseball fan, especially if you like the Red Sox, about how they sort of pulled away and sort of eased into the playoffs. It wasn't even a question this year. And they just have been very strong. There have been times where, like for instance in Detroit, where they were getting no hit into the fourth and fifth inning, And again, good pitching can stop good hitting, but they got clutch hitting. And they got just enough clutch hitting all through the playoffs to win. And that was evident last night.
It sure can. Fran Zimnick is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We only have time, Fran, for one more quick question. I want to give a plug and a shout-out for your new book. Talk to us about Baseball's New Frontier, A History of the Expansion.
Well, it was a really fun project. It's basically a history of expansion, and it talks about how many, many times during the course of baseball history, baseball also reflects societal situations, and a lot of societal things led into the advent of expansion, and it sort of fed with each other, and it was a really interesting time in American history and in baseball history as well. And it was just a fun project to work on. I did a lot of interviews with people who had played on some of the expansion teams, and we talk about how they were awarded and whatnot. And it was just a very, for a baseball fan, if you like baseball history, it's really interesting.
And Fran, where can the listeners go and get a copy?
You can get it at your local bookstore. You can get it at Amazon.com. It's pretty much all over right now.
Fran Zimnick has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He is a baseball historian and author, and always a pleasure, Fran, to catch up with you. You have a great weekend, and be real good, okay?
I'll try my best, Dee.
Okay, we're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR.